Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, we exalt you, our Father. Amen. We have a good, good Father. Thank you, Jesus. And He has set us up for victory. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Tonight we're going to continue on with Healing School with a module entitled Seven Levels of Healing for a Believer. You may recognize this chart because we looked at one similar to this in semester two called Levels of Healing. This is an expansion of this. I guess you might want to call it part two. We've added a couple of additional levels that apply specifically to Healing School semester three. So we'll be looking at this tonight. But I would like to review the other levels. The other one was levels one through five. And so now we want to look at, we're going to review those, and then we'll go into these other levels. As we think about levels of healing for a believer, we need to look at it from a couple of different perspectives. We know from the Word of God that we have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. And that is our faith words, our faith stand, is that we have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. So as we look through this, that is the basis and the backbone or the background of all of these seven steps, is that healing is ours. Jesus paid a very heavy price for us to provide for us healing. Healing of our bodies. He bore in his body sickness, pain, diseases, infirmity, just so we don't have to. The stripes on his back were for our healing. We see it both in Isaiah 53, messianic prophecy, 700 years before Jesus' birth. We also see it in 1 Peter 2:24. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. So because Jesus has already done it, we're not trying to convince God. This is important. We're not trying to convince God to heal us because God has already provided it. What we are doing is a couple of things. One is we are stepping out in our faith, in our belief that what Jesus has done for us is true. So we believe it by faith, which involves our actions, our words, which are primary basis of our faith. We believe it, so we're going to act on it. We're going to treat it as so, as such. But then we also have to deal with hindrances. We know that the evil one, through his deceptions, are trying to keep healing from us, trying to convince us that this thing we're going through, this thing in our body, it's because of chronological years that we may have been on this earth. And so it's like, well, that's just the way it is. He tries to convince us that, well, this is just some little thing. Don't worry about it. He tries to convince us that this particular thing is too big for God. You know, God can't handle this. There may lots of different ways that he tries to deceive us. It could be sin patterns in our life that are hindering the flow of God's power. But as we stand in faith, believing what he has done for us, it releases the power of God, because see, it's believing in our heart, and the heart, as we've talked about throughout Healing School, especially semesters 2 and 3, our heart is the veil, the gateway from our spirit through into our body, into our being. So we believe in our hearts. And you know what that means to me? It's not just believing what the Word says. It's not just believing about who God is and His love for us. That is part of it. But I guess the verse that I think about is Hebrews 6:12 in the Amplified. It's the leaning of our entire personality on God in Christ because of what He has done for us. So it is being so convinced that what He said is true that we are willing to take a step into the unknown, expecting there to be the healing that we are believing for. So we look at our faith, we look at what the Word says, what God has done, we step out in faith, and then we deal with the hindrances. Now, if you don't recognize what I've just been talking about, you could put it in another context of primary methods of healing and secondary methods of healing. Remember, the primary methods of healing is where we place our faith. We have been anointed with oil. We've had the prayer of agreement. We've had the prayer of faith. We've taken authority. That is our stake in the ground. This is what I believe. This is where I stand. So we believe that we have been healed by the stripes of Jesus when we pray. At the time that we pray, at the time that we take that faith stand, we believe. Then the secondary methods are the spiritual warfare that goes along with what we have just done. It's our confession our sins. It's our reading the Word. It's our studying the Word of God. It's our confessing our sins. I think I already said that. It's taking communion. It's worshiping, praising God for what He has done. All these different things are part of our the secondary methods, which does two things. It breaks the hold of evil, and it also releases the anointing of God into our lives. So we want to be aware as we go through this that those are kind of the background of what we're talking about. So level one, we ask the elders to anoint us with oil. So this is for the baby Christian, the new, the young believer that is still learning about what the Word says about healing. James 5, we're familiar with that. If anyone is sick among you, let them call for the elders of the church. They'll come and anoint them with oil, praying the prayer of faith in the name of the Lord, and the Lord will heal them and lift them up. In other words, they'll be healing. And if they've committed any sins, they'll be forgiven. So how do you know when you are ready to go on to the next level? So see the column that says, move to a higher level. When the believer understands in his or heart, and of course that's our ABC shorthand for his or her, or his and her heart. When the believer understands in his or heart that where two or more agree in the name of Jesus, it shall be done for them. So you're ready to move to the next level. You've been prayed for with the anointing of oil, maybe 2, 3, 4 times. It's worked. It's been really great. But what begins to happen is you don't see it happening as quickly. may take some additional affirmation, some more time in the Word before you begin to see the manifestation. So maybe it's time at that point to move to a higher level. One of the things that I want to point out again, which we talked about last time, the move to a higher level is not a, where am I now? Let's say I'm supposed to be over there at level 2, so you start acting in level 2. No, it is, notice there, when the believer understands in his or heart. In other words, what should draw us along these levels is our faith stand. In other words, we've been studying the Word. We've been seeing what the Word has to say about healing, about how healing works. And so now, faith has now begun to come alive. And it's like, wow. And we begin to believe it in our heart. You know, I've been getting anointing with oil, but I can go beyond that. Now, you know, I see what God's Word says. If two or more agree on earth, touching anything, it shall be done for them. It's like, well, all I have to do is grab somebody that can agree with me in faith, and the two of us together will make it happen. It will happen. It will release the anointing of God for healing. So then, step level 2, obviously, then is the prayer of agreement. So how do you know what was the faith thing that's going on in your heart that takes you to the next level? The initials there, when the believer understands in his or her heart that whatsoever you desire when you pray in the name of Jesus, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. So a partner is not necessary. In other words, all you need to do is stand on Mark 11:24. By faith, you desire, you pray, you believe that you receive when you pray. And so you can stand on the prayer of faith. There was this woman who had been diagnosed with cancer. And she had gone to her pastor and he had prayed for her. And so she was asking the Lord some things about, you know, the situation she was going through. And she was just waiting on God, you know, praying and asking. And one day, about almost 3 weeks or so later, she was in the grocery store, walking, you know, doing her grocery shopping. And there in front of her was this woman also shopping she hadn't seen in like 20 years. It's like, wow, so great to see you. And so they start talking away, and this other woman had a little daughter who was about 8 years old. And as they're talking, the little daughter's pulling on her mom's sleeve. Mommy, 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 mommy. You know, just be quiet, sweetheart. Mommy's talking right now, you know. And, mommy, mommy, mommy. I said, be quiet. You know, we're talking. And then again, she's, mommy, mommy, mommy. Says, what is it? She said, that's the woman I saw in heaven. And it's like, really? Because this little girl about 3 days before had a dream. And in her dream, she was sitting in Jesus' office across the desk from him. And they were just talking about stuff. And she noticed on the desk, on his desk, there was this framed picture of a woman there. She said, she said to Jesus, who is that lady? She says, oh, that's a lady that I want to give a message to. Will you take a message to her for me? She said, well, of course, Jesus. So Jesus got out a piece of paper, wrote on the piece of paper, folded it up, and gave it to the little girl. She woke up from her dream with a piece of paper in her hand. So she's saying, mommy, this is the lady that was in the dream. This is the lady I saw in the picture. Well, give her the message. She still had the paper in her hand. So she handed her the paper. The woman opened it up, and it said, I am the God that healeth thee. At that point, she realized, you know what? God has just spoken to me, and he is my healer. And healing manifested in her life. But you know what? We have a message right here. God has given each one of us the message. I am the God that healeth thee. Amen. Exodus 15:26. He says in Psalm 103, He forgives us all of our sins and heals us of all our diseases. We have that message right here in front of us. When it becomes part of who we are in our heart, so that we believe it in our heart, then all we have to do is ask. The prayer of faith. Going to the next level, when the believer understands in his or her heart that Jesus paid the price for his or her healing on the cross 2,000 years ago, so there is no need to ask God today for your healing. The problem is the devil is trying to steal your healing. So Jesus has already provided the healing. Jesus died on the cross 2,000 years ago. When does healing happen? It happens when we pray. When does healing happen? It happens when we believe. When does healing happen? It happened 2,000 years ago. So all we need is the manifestation. Jesus already did it. So 2,000 years ago, the price was paid. So it's not a matter of asking God for something that's already yours. It's already yours. So all we need to do is say, wait a second, it is mine. Mark 11:23, say to the mountain, right? And don't doubt in your heart, you'll have what you say. So we just have to say, healing is mine. And in John 14:14, Jesus said, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. And we've talked before, that word ask is in the Greek, the word demand. Demanding something that is already yours. You're not waiting. You're not asking him and hoping that he'll give it to you. It's a demand because it's already yours. That's what that Greek word means. So we go to him, or we not go to him, but we take the situation. We say, you know what? Healing is mine. So who are we talking to? We're not talking to God. Healing's already ours. He's already provided it. We're talking to our bodies and we're talking to the devil. We're saying healing is mine. Knee, be healed in Jesus' name. Pain, go from my feet in the name of Jesus. And devil, you get your hands off of me. I have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Because the devil is trying to steal your healing. So you confront him and say no in the name of Jesus. And in that process, we all of a sudden find us moving to the next step. When the believer understands in his or her heart that demons and evil spirits are behind the sickness and diseases. So we can command them. Spirit of infirmity, go. And we bind the demons of infirmity and that cast them out of our home, our life, our bodies. So we can take authority over them. We have the authority in Jesus to cast out devils. To cast them out of our lives. Remember that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and so on, against the spiritual wickedness. That is who we are fighting against. Acts 10:38 says that Jesus was anointed of God, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. So we don't want that oppression in our lives, so we command the demons, devils, and evil spirits to go. Go in Jesus' name. Spirit of infirmity, leave my You can name a part of your body or whatever. Leave your life. So that then takes us to the next stage when a believer understands in his or heart that Satan is the great deceiver and he is behind all sicknesses, diseases, death, demons, and evil spirits. So when we understand that he's behind it all, we can just demand Satan to release. We can bind him from us and loose the powers of heaven. Matthew 12:29 says, or how else can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods unless he first bind the strong man, and then he can spoil his house? So we want to bind the strong man in our lives and cast them out so that it releases the healing anointing into our lives. And the main goal here is to get to the point where we are walking in divine health. We are so trusting God, His Word, that we have been healed, and we know how to go about dealing with the hindrances of our sin, because we know how to confess our sins, we know how to walk in righteousness, and then we also get rid of and take care of the hindrances caused by the demons, devils, and evil spirits, and Satan himself, so that we walk in divine health. When the believer understands in his or heart that Jesus paid the complete price for all sins, so we are free from the effects of sin, we reckon ourselves dead to sin. So we are then walking in divine health. And the challenges run off of us like water off of a duck's back. Yeah, they may come. Yeah, Satan may try to deceive us with his lies about things going on in our bodies. But we know, nope, I am not accepting this. We nip it in the bud. We go after it. And with our words, with our actions, and with our authority, and break it off of our lives. So below the chart there, foundational to all seven healing actions above is that they should be followed by affirmation and other actions of spiritual warfare. So that's true in every case, because these are all things that we are doing by our faith. And so once we declare our faith, we have bound those demons, we have told the spirit of infirmity to leave our body, we have bound Satan, then we still do spiritual warfare by actions that releases the anointing into our lives, the secondary methods. Let's look at note number one. The upward growth comes from believing in your heart. We've talked about that already. What takes you from level to level is your believing. It's faith that pulls us up from level to level so that we believe. We get to the point where we say, you know what? God's word doesn't lie. God doesn't lie. His word says, I have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. So that becomes faith in our hearts, and it pulls us up from level to level. The Word of God is engrafted in your heart when you act on it or speak it. Growth does not come from mental assent nor mental understanding. This means that generally for most people, you have been acting in faith and achieving some success at a lower level before you move upwards. So it's not a matter of, well, this level's not working, I'm going to go to the next level. No, that's not the way it works. You need to have success in each level before, because then you know that you are standing in faith at that level, and then as you move to the next level again, it's by faith that draws you up. Note number two: once you attain a certain level, it may be necessary at times to act also at one or more of the lower levels, typically levels 2 or 4. Prayer of agreement or the prayer of authority. One puts 1,000 to flight, but two can put 10,000. In these instances, you are not re-praying for your healing, but getting assistance in spiritual warfare. So you've been standing in faith. You've been doing your affirmations, confessing your sins, spending time in the Word, doing all these things, but you're not yet seeing the manifestation. So you go to your spouse and you say, hey, can you believe with me that this has been healed, that I've been healed in this area by the stripes of Jesus? And so they agree with you that you have been healed. So it's not going back. It is getting others to help you. And sometimes it might even be level one. You say, hey, can you anoint me with oil? I know Penny and I have done that at different times. It's like, you know, this is not going. Can you anoint me with oil? And it is a powerful way of agreement and the anointing of oil that we've seen it bring breakthrough. There should be no shame, guilt, or condemnation in going back to a lower level. These are all lies of the enemy. The goal is to be set free from health challenges, and it involves spiritual warfare. And in war, there can be a give and take, an up and down, a victory and defeat. But in Jesus, we always win if we do not give up. Amen. 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 And I tell you, in these last days, these things need to become such a part of us so that we have no fear whatever the enemy tries to bring upon us or bring upon this world, bring upon our neighbors, our family. We stand in faith because we know who we are. We stand in faith that we have been healed by the stripes of Jesus, and we can help other people learn how to do the same thing and to be set free and delivered. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, we're not done yet. You thought, wow, what a short message tonight. Well, we've got something else that we're going to be working on. So,
okay. Everybody wide awake?
Yes.
Well, good, because I'm going to give you a quiz. I know you love that. So you have this outline on seven levels of healing. So I want you to listen to the question. We're supposed to grow from milk to meat to what?
Strong
meat. Now here is an outline with seven levels of growth. So if we use the initials MK for milk, MK for milk, MT for meat, and SM for strong meat, why don't you fill in the first level and identify what you think it is? So you're going to write seven, you're going to write into seven boxes what you think it is. For box one, two, box seven, in the first column. And tell me, write in there what you, if you think it's milk, meat, or strong meat. Everybody got it? I'll give you a hint. The lowest one has to be milk, right? So you all got number one. It's milk. Are we about done? Okay. Let's stop here, okay? If you're not done, you can do it on your own time. So stick something in your ears so you don't hear the answers. So first one we think is meat, or it's milk, right? How about the second one? Second one is, what do we think? How many people think milk? Okay. Pretty much a slight majority think milk. Okay, number three? What's number three? Number three is meat. How many people think meat? Oh, that means the other majority think it must be milk. How many people think number three is milk? Wow, and most of you are not voting. Okay, meat has it by a slight edge because the other people haven't voted. Okay, number four. Okay, everybody, people saying meat. Anybody saying milk? Nope, meat got it. Okay, number five. We hear strong meat. Anybody else for anything else? Meat? Anybody else for meat? Okay, meat's got it. Okay. Number six? Strong meat. Number seven? Strong meat. That's pretty close to the way I do it when I'm in a generous mood. I actually have number five. Yeah, when I'm in a generous mood, I do one and two as milk, three, four, five as meat, six and seven as strong meat. But when I'm in a really serious mood, I say that one, two, and three are meat, are milk, one, two, and three are milk, four, five, and six are meat, and seven is strong meat. So it depends on my mood. Is there a right and a wrong? I guess when we get to heaven, we'll know, okay? We can say pretty definitely one is milk and seven is strong meat. I just wanted you to think about that. Because there's some easy challenges in life that are very common in the body of Christ, like praying in the name of Christ, or praying in His name, or praying in the name of the Son. All those prayers are unscriptural. You pray in the name of Jesus. The power is in the name of Jesus, not in His title Christ, and not in the name Son, in the name of Jesus. Two is, the more we learn, the more we grow up into the Scripture, is the more we understand that we are joined ears with Jesus. Everything that God has, He gave to Jesus. And we are joined ears, which means it all belongs to us. So if it all belongs to us, what are we asking God for? So there comes a point where you realize it belongs to you. But belonging to you doesn't become a reality until you start feeding on meat, but definitely strong meat. As we grow into strong meat, we mature to the point where we can start using it as if it belongs to us, everything. I heard somebody teaching, quoting a pastor, I guess, who said he had not asked God for anything in 10 years. And you think, that sounds kind of strange. But the reason is, he is moving more and more into the reality of understanding it belongs to him. So he doesn't use the prayer of faith of asking God for something. He probably uses the prayer of authority, commanding it to come to him. Okay? So those are some things I want you to keep in mind. So the purpose of what I'm going to do is cleansing. And cleansing is, at least the way I'm going to do tonight, cleansing is starting to get us into strong meat. The purpose of cleansing is to get closer to God. The purpose of cleansing is to get our bodies free of DDEs, of devils, demons, and evil spirit. Because we are called to be the temple of God. We are called to be a holy temple of a holy God. And that should be the primary reason of wanting to get cleansed. Now, secondary reasons are you get demons out of you and you get your healing a lot easier. There are many times the demons leave and the healing comes. There are cases where demon of cancer is cast out and cancer left. Great story with Smith Wigglesworth. This woman had a huge tumor. Abdomen looked like she had a watermelon inside it. He punches her. The demon leaves, and the cancer is gone. And the watermelon is gone. Okay? So, it is true, the cleansing brings healing. And that, in fact, is the theme for this semester. Your healing comes through spiritual cleansing. But higher than that, at a more stronger meat level, is the fact that you're called to be a holy temple for a holy God. Understand, God wants you to be His temple. He wants to live in you, talk in you, and do things together with you. That's His goal with you. For His pleasure, we are created. Now, what kind of pleasure is He going to take with a temple that's full of demons, devils, and evil spirit? Now, of course, in your spirit, there are no demons, devils, every spirit in your spirit. And God lives in your spirit. But He just doesn't want to be penned up in your spirit. He wants to be and fill your entire being. Ephesians 3, verse 19. That you might be filled with the fullness of God. And to get there, we need to get cleansed. To become a church without spot or wrinkle, you got to get rid of the spots and the wrinkles. And the spots and the wrinkles come from sin. I like to think of those as transgressions and iniquities. Breaking the law and doing things you're not really sure are, which is sins. But then it goes on to say that you be holy, a holy temple for a holy God. That you be holy and without blemish. In my mind, the blemish is all the demons hanging around you. So let's get rid of them, right? So let me lead you all in a prayer, and then we're going to cast some demons out. And for those who are participating in the internet church, or will be rebroadcasting with us, be seeing this to rebroadcast, or just doing the module online, I want you to understand that whatever I'm saying here and doing is what you should be saying and doing as if you're in the class right now. Even if you are alone at home 4 years from now listening to the online module, treat it as if it's live right now. Because what we are starting to do here in these class sessions is show you what you should be doing at home by yourself. The advantage here is somebody's leading it. You have a person up here leading. And secondly, you'd have company. So if you feel silly, you know you're not the only one feeling silly, right? Or looking silly, right? Because, you know, if you feel like coughing up demons, or you feel like you're going to vomit and you see somebody who's coughing up demons, you won't see anybody vomiting. It's never happened yet. It feels like it, but nothing comes out. Maybe a little bit of saliva or something, but never really seen that like you see in the movies. Okay. You all know which movie I'm talking about, right? Yeah. Maybe in special sessions where there's a group, I may have seen it once or twice a long time ago, a little bit of stuff coming out, but in a class session and generally, you just don't see anything like that. Okay? So, again, for those who are participating online right now or in the future, go through the entire process. It is necessary for you to get involved in the class cleansing at this level so you can be prepared for the individual cleansing by yourself that we should be doing. We recommend once a week, certainly. I mean, after you graduate, certainly no less than once a month, but probably once a week is good. And also, it gets you ready for the group session, the retreat, and the retreat. So get into this with your full gusto. Okay? So let's just take a moment and let's reestablish the kingdom of God here and at every internet location. Let's all lift up our hands. Let the glory of God flood you, flow into your outstretched hands. Even right now, the Spirit of the living God floods each and every person, anointing flowing down through their hands, hands becoming warm as the glory of God floods each person. And just repeat after me. Abba, Daddy, I love you. Help me to love you more. Thank you for Jesus. He's my Savior, my Redeemer, my Lord, my Cleanser, my Deliverer. He's my Holiness. He is my Strength. My personal bravery, and my invincible army. In Him I can do all things. And with God, all things are possible. I ask you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, that through the power of the Holy Spirit, that I be cleansed, becoming a holy temple for a holy God. In the name of Jesus, rivers of living water from the Holy Spirit of God, flood me right now and wash out of me spirits and demons of fear, of unforgiveness, of offense, giving offense, receiving offense, and bitterness. In the name of Jesus, I am a loving, forgiving person, and I have forgiven everybody who has ever wronged me, deliberately or accidentally, by word or action. In the name of Jesus, from my heart, I forgive them all, and I bless them. And right now, in Jesus' name, I bind up demons, devils, an evil spirit in me, of fear, offense, unforgiveness, bitterness, and rejection. And I say in Jesus' name, go! Come out of me and go! In the name of Jesus, rivers of living water, flood me and wash them out of me. Go in Jesus' name. Go in the name of Jesus. 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 Come out in Jesus' name. Come out of me in Jesus' name. I'm a temple of God. I'm filled with the Spirit of God. Come out and go in Jesus' name. Fear, 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 go in Jesus' name. Come out of me and go in Jesus' name. Rejection, 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 go in Jesus' name. Fear and rejection, go in Jesus' name. Fear and rejection, go in Jesus' name. Fear and rejection, go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ, whose I am, and whom I'm served. Go in Jesus' name. Come out 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 in Jesus' name. Fear and rejection. Go in Jesus' name. Fear and rejection. Go in Jesus' name. Fear and rejection. Go in Jesus' name. Go in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out in the name of Jesus. 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 Come out in Jesus' name. Fear and rejection. Go in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Rivers of living water. Wash out of me. Go in Jesus' name. 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 Go in the name of Jesus. 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 Come out in Jesus' name. Go in the name of Jesus. You're not welcome. Go in Jesus' name. Your legal right has been taken away. Go in the name of Jesus. I wash you out with rivers of living water flowing out of my innermost being. In Jesus' name, I wash you out. I wash you out. Rivers of living water, wash you out in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Unforgiveness, go in Jesus' name. Unforgiveness, go in Jesus' name. I wash you out in Jesus' name. Unforgiveness, go in Jesus' name. Unforgiveness, go in Jesus' name. Unforgiveness, go in Jesus' name. Offense, 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 go in Jesus' name. Unforgiveness, go in Jesus' name. Offense and unforgiveness, go in Jesus' name. Offense, 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 go in Jesus' name. Bitterness. Bitterness, go in Jesus' name. 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 Come out of me in the name of Jesus. Come out of me in the name of Jesus. Come out of me in the name of Jesus. Come out of me in the name of Jesus. Come out of me in Jesus' name. Come out of me in Jesus' name. Every demon, every evil spirit that I've named, come out of me in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Rivers and living water, wash you out of me in Jesus' name. You're washed out in Jesus' name. You're washed out in Jesus' name. Raise a hand or two. You're washed out in Jesus' name. Rivers of living water, wash these demons, these evil spirits out of me in Jesus' name. Washed out 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 in Jesus' name. Now go! Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. That's it. Go in Jesus' name. Go! Get out! Get out while the getting is good. Go in Jesus' name. Get out in Jesus' name. Get out in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Get out in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go in the name of Jesus. Rivers of living water, wash out in Jesus' name. Wash out in Jesus' name. I'm a temple of God. I'm a holy temple of a holy God. And the Holy Spirit washes you out. Go in Jesus' name. Go in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. Rivers of living water, wash you out in Jesus' name. Wash you out in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Go in the name of Jesus. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Go in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. I wash you out in the name of Jesus. I wash you out in the name of Jesus. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Go in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. I'm a holy temple of a holy God. Go in Jesus' name. Get out of the temple of God. Get out of the temple of God in Jesus' name. Get out in Jesus' name. Get out in Jesus' name. Get out of the temple in Jesus' name. Get out of the temple in Jesus' name. Go 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 in the name of Jesus. 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 Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Go in the name of Jesus. 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 I am purified by the Spirit of God. I'm a holy temple of a holy God. I serve Jesus Christ. I belong to Jesus Christ. I have been purified by Jesus Christ. I've been purified by Jesus Christ. Go in Jesus' name. Get out of me. Go in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. Come out of everybody here in Jesus' name. Everybody, get out of those bodies. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Fear, 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 go in Jesus' name. Rejection, go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Fear and rejection, go in Jesus' name. Fear and rejection, go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Fear and rejection, go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Fear and rejection, go in Jesus' name. Fear, go in Jesus' name. Fear, go in Jesus' name. Unforgiveness, 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 go in Jesus' name. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Go. Go in Jesus' name. Unforgiveness, go in Jesus' name. Fear, unforgiveness. I wash you out. In the name of Jesus, I wash out. Fear and unforgiveness. Fear and unforgiveness. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Fear and unforgiveness. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, I wash out of me with rivers of living water. Fear, unforgiveness, rejection, offense, and bitterness. Go in Jesus' name. 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 Come out of me in Jesus' name. Go 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 in Jesus' name. I have been purified. Purified by Jesus Christ. So get out of me. Go in Jesus' name. 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 Let's all raise a hand, or two, or three.
Savior of my soul, to your strength I yield control. Purge me from my stain, sin will lose its mortal reign. Make me free.
Beachbody in Jesus' name. Go. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the wonderful job you've done here tonight, Holy Spirit. Thank you that we've seen and heard miracles tonight. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's just remain standing for about a minute and just commune with the Holy Spirit in your own words. See His glory. See His glory. See His glory come down. Praise. is his name, Jesus Red Sea. His glory come down. See his glory come down.
See his glory. See his glory. See his glory come down. Praise his name, Jesus reigns. See his glory come down. See his glory come down. Let's do that again. See his glory. See his glory. See his glory come down. Praise his name, Jesus reigns. See his glory come down. See his glory come down.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You may be seated. Sarah.